Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Don't Take Advice from People Who've Never Done What You Want to Do. That's right. Let me give you a little preview before we jump in. We're breaking down a message from Sam Dema, a former student leader turned national speaker who recently shared something every teacher needs to hear. It's about ignoring the noise, protecting your direction, and choosing whose voice actually deserves a place in your life. But before we dig into that, let's talk about three things that I'm thankful for. First thing that I'm thankful for, sunglasses. That little moment of shade, that small comfort, y'all. The way sunglasses can, it can just soften the day a bit. It's a tiny little thing that can really help make a big difference. I've always worn sunglasses, always have a pair of sunglasses on me, it seems. I just think they're great. The second thing I'm thankful for, paper on a roll. This is a teacher's secret weapon in so many ways. Anchor charts, group tasks, hallway displays, brainstorming. That big paper roll is creativity waiting to happen, y'all. Third thing I'm thankful for, flavored water. Just something simple that feels refreshing. A little burst of flavor that makes staying hydrated way more enjoyable. Well, let's get into the main topic, y'all. I want to dig into, once again, don't take advice from people who have never done what you want to do. That's what we're going to be focusing on. Now, there's Sam Dema's message hit hard. I was taking a look at it. I saw this post he was talking about. A pilot would never ask the passenger how to fly the plane. Stop asking people for advice who've never done what you want to do. So I saw this post, and that line right there, y'all, that's education. That's truly education. That's leadership. That's life. See, teachers spend their day being evaluated, judged, critiqued, second-guessed, often by people who have never taught a room full of students themselves, yet somehow their voices carry weight. Sometimes too much weight, y'all. Sam's message is the reminder that we all need, that you cannot let unqualified voices steer your direction. See, not every voice deserves volume. Here's the thing. People love giving opinions. Teachers live this daily. People love giving opinions. They love offering solutions. They love telling you how they would do it. But see, opinion isn't experience. Someone who has never taught cannot tell you how to teach. Someone who's never managed a classroom cannot tell you what should have happened. Someone who's never worked in your shoes cannot judge your decisions. Perspective is only helpful when it's paired with experience. And sometimes the loudest voices are the least qualified. Whoa, that I'll say that again, y'all, because that's a nugget of truth right there. Sometimes the loudest voices are the least qualified. Teachers are surrounded by noise, and it can be very, it can distract the heart, y'all. Let's be real. You know this well. Everyone seems like has taken on education. Everyone thinks that they could do it better. Everyone has suggestions. And when you're tired or overwhelmed or vulnerable, those unqualified opinions can actually, they, I don't know about y'all, but they can shake a person's confidence. But here's the truth educators need to reclaim. Your expertise was earned. You didn't just wake up as a teacher. You learned, you trained, you practiced, you failed, you grew, you reflected, and you evolved. You have more wisdom than you often give yourself credit for. Funky teacher who's listening to this episode right now, you have more wisdom than you often give yourself credit for. And I want you to ask yourself this question before taking anyone else's advice. This is y'all, the filter that changes everything. Ask yourself, has this person done what I'm trying to do? Because if the answer is no, then their voice does not get authority over your direction. Now, they can have thoughts. They can share opinions. They can even mean well. They can have meaningful intentions, but they cannot guide your path. See, advice, it should come from those who have walked it, those who have succeeded in it, those who understand the pressure, those who respect the craft, and those who have the scars, the stories, and the actual experience, y'all. Those people, they build you. Unqualified voices out there, they drain you. And you're not being mean, you're being wise. Ignoring certain opinions doesn't make you rude. It also doesn't make you arrogant. It doesn't make you close-minded. It makes you intentional. You cannot love someone and still not follow, or how do I want to say that? You can love someone and still not follow their advice. That's okay. That doesn't mean that that's an okay thing to do. You can respect someone and still not let their voice define your choices. See, you are the pilot of your classroom. You are the pilot of your career, and you don't ask the passengers how to fly the plane. So it's protecting your confidence is not optional. It's essential, y'all. Teaching, it's emotionally expensive work. Every decision, every day, every minute, it carries weight on us. I know this to be so true. So when someone without experience questions your classroom management, your lesson choices, your tone, your boundaries, your decisions, your goals, your direction, their opinion can chip away at identity if you let it. But once you internalize the core message, being they've never done what I'm trying to do, then y'all, you can reclaim your power. You can reclaim clarity. You can reclaim confidence, and you're able to reclaim the freedom to lead your classroom with purpose instead of pressure. Boy, that's pretty freeing right there when you can lead your classroom with purpose instead of pressure and surround yourself with people who elevate you. Find your people who encourage you, challenge you in the right way, help you grow, understand the work that you're doing, have lived through the kinds of moments you're experiencing and want to see you shine. And then stay close to them. You don't need a crowd. You don't need a circle. See, a circle of people whose wisdom comes from experience and not assumptions, that's some powerful stuff right there. So as I do a reflective closing here, here's the heart of today, y'all. Your direction is too important to hand over to someone who hasn't walked your path. You've earned your voice. You've earned your experience. You've earned your instincts, y'all. Those are things you've earned. And you deserve to protect them. Keep listening to the right people. Keep filtering out the noise, y'all, and keep choosing mentors who have done the work. And keep reminding yourself, most importantly, that I'm the pilot. The passengers don't get to fly the plane. Now, I hope you found value in this episode. If you did, jump on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.